This is WKSU's Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. Hi, I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, and joining me is Shuffle producer Brittany Nader. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm glad you could join me this week. You know, we have been seeing so many bands and artists on social media talking about releasing new music this fall. I think all of the pandemic writing is finally coming to fruition. And so we just wanted to spend some time this week talking about some of the releases that we're really excited about.
Yeah, definitely. It seems too like, you know, the end of summer, it's dwindling down, easing into fall. A lot of artists I've noticed are playing some of their new songs out. And I have a feeling a lot of people will kind of hibernate, you know, this fall and winter, especially with the pandemic still going on. So there might not be as many concerts, but I think this is the time where people are going to start releasing new stuff.
You and I both have one release that's on our radar, and it's the group Free Black.
Yeah, they released a new single at the beginning of September called Don't Make Me, and it features Wesley Bright, who is the owner of Akron Honey Company. He also performs with Wesley Bright and the Honeytones. He, you know, I've been following him for a while. I love his voice. He has that very soulful kind of throwback Motown sound, and I think he's a perfect addition to this hip hop group's song.
Yeah, so Free Black is Flaco Torres, who's the rapper, and HR3, who's the producer and also rapper, and this is going to be their third album, and they just like create magic together.
Totally agree. I saw them perform this song in particular back in July at Musica, and I was not expecting Wesley Bright to come out, and it was incredible. Everybody was just really blown away.
You don't know who am I to be stepping up to the line. You're keeping me in your eye. Over and over, my patience you trying, you not gonna make me a lie. I swear this gonna be the last time in my life.
HBCU alarm. So put your phone away and spit out your gum. Don't make me have to pull rank around this bitch. They've been falling off like a Boeing plane around this bitch. 777's like a holiday.
I know that they've been really taking time with this album. It's going to be called Black Tuesday. It's coming out in October. They're kind of playing it out for some audiences and seeing how people react.
Yeah, they're workshopping all the songs off of this album. And, you know, going along with themes of the last album they released, they talk about a lot of social issues and a lot of historical stuff, particularly focused on the Black experience. So Black Tuesday, it was inspired by the events of October 1929. So it's kind of appropriate that they're releasing this in October of this year. But it was when the share prices on the New York Stock Exchange collapsed, which was a big contributing factor to the Great Depression. So the album's going to kind of focus on themes related to the economy, the working class, and, you know, being Black in America, kind of seeing, you know, what has changed, if anything, in the last like almost 100 years since that happened. Flaco always writes incredible lyrics. He's got bars. And, you know, I'm excited to hear the other songs because Don't Make Me has been an incredible introduction into their new stuff. And Holbrook does an incredible job with sampling too, very thoughtful samples. So I just think their sound overall is really current, really fresh, and also kind of uses some inspiration from the past. And I love what they're doing. I'm very excited for this album.
So they're called Free Black, and we look forward to that coming out in October. I think we're going to have them on Shuffle to talk about it maybe early November, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So what else are you excited about this fall?
I have been following along with Mark Lee Shannon, who is a singer-songwriter in Akron. People probably know his name if you're familiar with the music scene because he's been around forever. He has more than a 30-year career making music, traveling all over the country, worked in LA for a while making music. But most notably, he was in Cleveland rocker Michael Stanley's backup band, The Resonators, from 1996 until Stanley's death last year. And you could say Mark Lee Shannon played in Michael Stanley's band, but these two were best friends. And, you know, Mark called Michael his mentor. I had Mark Lee Shannon on Shuffle back in 2018 when he released his record Walk This Road, which was his first album of material in over 10 years. It was produced by Ryan Humbert. And he released a couple songs last year, and he has a new album coming out. The first single is called Steady On.
The words could change. Steady on. Steady on. Won't be long. Carry on. The day we dream tomorrow's dashing in the end. Ashes, ashes. Who we love. All that matters. All the rest.
It's heartfelt. It's really a tender, beautiful song, and you can tell that Shannon was kind of working through his emotions here. And in fact, the two of them, Stanley and Shannon, were supposed to write this song together. And it was Shannon's idea when Michael Stanley was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. But they never got a chance to write it together because Stanley passed away last year. He was 72. And so Shannon wrote the song on his own. And it's the first single off of his album called Lucky Seven, set to come out in November. You know, the other thing about him is that he's been in addiction recovery for years. He does a lot of local outreach. He talks about his journey through a show he has on the Summit. He has a column in the Devil Strip. He's been playing lots of gigs this summer and fall. There's lots of chances to go hear him perform. I'm a big fan of his. I also just like who he is. I think he's just a very brave, soulful person who just puts his heart on his sleeve, and that comes through in his music. So I'm really excited to hear the rest of the album.
Highlights, it's tears of pain and laughter teach us that's the world we need.
Who else are you excited about?
Yeah, so speaking of Mark Lee Shannon, Jeff Clem opened up for him recently back in September. They played a show together in downtown Cuyahoga Falls. Jeff Clem is another person who's been active in the local music scene for years and years. And it's just crazy to think about because he's not that old. But I remember seeing Maid Myriad at Musica. I feel like when Musica like first opened, it was so long ago. But Jeff is a person that he's always playing, always writing music, always recording new stuff. He's just very, very active. So, you know, a lot of people are familiar with him through his band, Jeff Clem and the Letters or Diamond Kites. And he also does solo stuff. He has a children's music gig kind of going on too called Mr. Jeff, which I think is really fun.
Yes.
But his solo stuff, he's been working on composing some new material for that and arranging it for a string quartet. So the past few weeks, they've been playing out kind of workshopping those songs. I know some of them were recorded several months ago, but he and his wife just had a baby. So that kind of got put on hold because, you know, he's doing the family thing at the moment, but they're going to get back to recording the rest. And they're looking to release this album a little later this year, probably closer to December. But I'm excited to hear these songs arranged with the string quartet. And I know, like Mark Lee Shannon, Jeff, he's focusing his songs on themes of sobriety because he is sober and that's an important part of his life. I know there's also a song that's a tribute to a friend who overdosed. So there's some heavy themes on the album, but you know, from what I've heard and speaking to people who've contributed to the string quartet, they're very sweet songs, and I think it'll really, I hate to make a pun here, but like strike a chord with people. And I think people will really like that. He's playing next at the Bent Ladder Cider and Wine in Doylestown on October 1st. So if you kind of want to get that like fall outdoor music experience before it starts getting cold and yucky in Northeast Ohio, you can check out Jeff performing at the winery.
Yeah, so he's still working on these songs, but like you said, playing them out. And so let's listen to a little clip from a recent performance of his where the audience got a little sample of this new sound.
Tennessee, I saw you once last week, but you drank yourself to sleep. I carried you back to our old tower, but you left before morning. I suppose
So who else are you excited about this fall?
Well, it's somebody who just popped up on my social media feed the other day. And it's somebody I've actually wanted to have on Shuffle for quite a long time, but for some reason we've just never connected, so I'm hoping to remedy that soon. It's J.D. Eicher. He's a Youngstown singer-songwriter who has been around for a long time. He has 4 albums under his belt. He's gained an international following. So, I mean, he has a Wikipedia page. I mean, he's kind of made it a little bit, but still remains so humble, so down to earth in Youngstown. He has 2 kids on social media. He's just always posting about them. And coincidentally, he's really good friends with Mark Lee Shannon, and they've collaborated on music together. So there's like this thread here between all these guys. But I was really excited for JD because last week he announced on Facebook that he signed with an indie label in New York called Antifragile Music. And he says he's going to be releasing new music every month for the rest of this year. And a new record is coming early next year. The first single is called Vacation. It actually comes out Friday, tomorrow.
When all you can see is outside, I tried to float on the notion of sail. I felt my anchors drag loose. You showed me there's nothing without everything else. I found an anchor in you.
I just, you know, he's one of the busiest musicians around. He has released so much music. It's like you can't even keep up with it. He's just always putting out a song after song after song. He actually launched a Patreon page last summer during the pandemic to kind of, you know, have fans have access to his entire catalog and live streams and more. He has some shows coming up. He's going to be playing this Sunday at Gervasi Vineyard in Canton. And it's a great place to see a show. So I'm really looking forward to hearing his new music and seeing what happens with this record deal. And hopefully we get a chance to sit down with him in the next few months because I want to hear more.
A mirror's nothing without everything else. I got myself drunk on the dream.
So what we've talked about so far is obviously very male heavy. And I know that your last pick is going to be a female. So who else are you excited to hear music from?
Yes, definitely. So it's Samantha Grace, and she's a singer-songwriter. She plays keyboards and guitar. I actually first was introduced to her. She performed as Kate Bush at Akron Recording Company a couple years ago. They did an evening of like cover bands, but they weren't, I don't know what the word is, but they weren't actual cover bands. They were like local artists doing a cover set. So that was my first introduction to her. And I was like, dang, she can really sing. And then I saw her perform at Porch Rocker this year, which I know you did as well. And
I did.
I loved it. I was like, this is so fun because I feel like a lot of the singer-songwriters around here, it's kind of coffee shop music, I guess you could say. And that's not an insult, but it's like folky, you know, kind of slow ballads, you know, acoustic guitar. But she was very fun. And she also performs in Big Pop, which is like a super group that was formed recently. They debuted this summer. They have members from Time Cat. Jerry from Time Cat leads the band. Holbrook, who we talked about from Free Black and a million other things, he plays drums. Cody Miller, Corey Jenkins, Robert Keith's in the band. So they're just a big, fun super group. I'm very excited to see what they do next. And I love that Samantha Grace is part of this band because she's just such a charismatic presence.
Yeah, so Big Pop still working on releasing some music, but like you said, been playing out live. So let's listen to a little clip of a performance from this summer at Mach 3. I think back to that afternoon of Porch Rocker watching her perform, first of all, she drew a huge crowd. She should be on everybody's radar.
Totally. And I feel like she's going to be doing a lot more collaborations. I know she did a song with Mo Turk, who's a rapper from Akron who I really love. The song was called Girls Just Want to Dance, and it's on his album that came out last month. And she's recording some of her own solo stuff this week at Akron Recording Company, so we have that to look forward to. And she'll also be playing at the Rialto Theater in Kenmore on October 9th if you want to check her out.
Great. Wow. I'm excited. There's so much more, too. I mean, just scrolling through Facebook and seeing all of the artists that are posting. I know Zach Friedhoff in Akron, he says his album's coming out in October. One of my favorites, Holden Lawrence, he's releasing an EP in October. I'm going to have him on in a couple weeks to talk with him about that. The band that I really liked from Porch Rocker, Terry Cloth Mother, their debut album is going to come out in October. So many October releases.
Yeah, and that's my birthday month, so I have some birthday presents in the form of music to look forward to. Yeah, I know Benny Lava and the Guavas, they're working on some new stuff too. So I feel like a lot of the bands, you know, if people haven't heard from them in a while or seen them playing out in a while, they might be surprised to see some new singles and albums drop this fall.
We talked about this last year. We were wondering what would come out of the pandemic. And of course, the pandemic's far from over, but I think we're starting to see some of the music that was written during this time come to light, and it's exciting.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, recording studios were shut down last year, which is crazy. People were doing home recordings, but now it's like people are out collaborating with each other, working on new things, really doing it up. And everything I've heard so far this month and last month have sounded great. So I'm looking forward to hearing what's coming next.
So one thing to keep in mind, as all of this new music is coming out, streaming is great, but support these artists, go to their Patreon page, go to Bandcamp, you know, buy some merch. It's so important, especially as we're going through this pandemic, to support these artists. So new music comes out, go over to Bandcamp and give a dollar or two.
Yep, that's a great point. Some people are putting out physical releases. I know there's kind of a holdup, especially with vinyl records, getting those pressed during the pandemic, but stuff's finally coming out. So follow all your favorite artists on social media if you're not already, just to kind of keep tabs on what they've got going on. And yeah, definitely support these artists any way you can.
All right, Brittany, thanks so much for joining me. And I guess for your birthday next month, you're asking for lots of new music.
Yeah,
huh?
Whoever wants to buy me some records, I'm not going to complain. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, thank you for introducing me to some of these artists. You know, I haven't really listened to Mark Lee Shannon a whole lot. I'm definitely familiar with him, though, but I'm after this probably going to go listen to his new stuff. So
yeah, and all of the ones that you've mentioned are all on my radar too, and I'm so excited. So hopefully we can just continue to share new music together and keep the conversation going. You can find links and more information at wksu.org/shuffle. And we're also on Facebook. Just do a search for WKSU Shuffle. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you like it, consider rating and writing us a review. Join us next Thursday for a new episode of Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Thanks for listening.